blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat.
Hello, this is Princess of New Hip. We on Fly Friday today. What's going on out there? I am in traffic. I'm sorry, you guys. Today I got to run this show the way I got to do it. The show must go on. Marathon must continue. Shout out to my boy, Nipsey Hussle. Today is his birthday as he rests well. And you know, we just don't do this thing like we always do on Blackout Radio. I do have a special guest coming on the show. I'm sorry, you guys. Like I said, I am in traffic. But I do got a special guest coming on the show. We all know him. This will be my first time interviewing him on the behalf of his artist, Mr. Shaq. We will have Uncle OMF Posse on Blackout Radio Fly Friday show. And we did get a mix by Jay Sinatra. So shout out to our Jay Mixer. He's been doing this thing for a year now. And if you guys want, actually, he's been taking music from artists. He's doing a mix. So if you guys want your music on his mix, hit me up with the MP3 file. I'll make sure I send it off to him. That way he can add your song onto the mix. And you guys could be part of his mix for 2020. Other than that, I'm sorry, guys. Other than that, how's everybody doing? We will not have my co-host Bunchy on air today, but it's okay. We will continue the show. We named it Fly Friday. Well, he came up with the concept of Fly Friday. I went with it. I like the name. So we're just going to continue naming the show Fly Friday instead of Freaky Friday. We're going to name it Fly Friday. So if you feel like you're fly, call in, talk to me, let me know how fly you are. If you feel like your music is fly, send your music out to me at princessofnewhood1word@gmail.com. And I'll make sure that song is going to get played on our next Fly Friday show. We do have some songs that we're going to play during this show as well. If I have talkers, I'll take them right now. If not, let's go into our mix.
You sure you want to take some callers?
Yeah.
978891.
Hey, family.
Hello, Miss Jewel. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying the show. So
right?
Grateful to
okay.
be here.
Yes,
I like your title. That is so fly.
Yes.
That's Fly
okay,
Friday.
Okay, right, right.
That is
fly
so
Fridays,
cool.
You know? Yes, so, yeah. You know, we're looking for all the fly artists, fly brand makers, fly entrepreneurs out there, you know, call
I love
in
it.
And let us know how fly you are. You know how we do it on Blackout Radio, girl.
I love it, sister. I love it, queen. Oh, I'm so grateful
okay.
to be here on Blackout Radio with Princess of New Hood, and shout out to Bunchy Carter out there, wherever you are. We talked. It was cute.
Right, wherever
you were gone, and he was there representing.
Oh.
And now it's the reverse.
Yeah,
so now
yep,
you're
yep,
here.
Now
and...
he's, yeah. yep. We gotta. Sometimes it gotta be that way, you know.
Yep. I love it. So you guys are representing, and yeah. Shout out to all the callers and listeners, and to all the Blackout Radio family, OMF Posse. I'm so grateful that
yes,
you're gonna have.
Yes, he will be. Yep. He will
He's
be
gonna
live
have that legendary queen from the sequence.
Yeah, I know. I seen that.
That's
I'll
so
definitely
dope.
Will be tuning into that.
Me too. I'm
yes.
excited about that. Shout out to Cheryl the Pearl.
Even that. Yeah. Don't forget, we're gonna have you. I want to make sure you send me your headshot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
On the flyer of the finale. Phenomenal Ladies Show, you guys. There will be an updated, better flyer than that. But make sure you send me that headshot. That way we can update that flyer and make it a very nice flyer that way.
Okay, cool, cool. You know how I roll. I like to keep the vibe of the origins of hip hop.
Where we empower people, and so, definitely.
Thank you for inviting me to be co-host of this show for the female show. That is exciting, and I'm definitely looking forward to doing that.
And that's going to be very nice, very nice. We need to just get together and get some other ladies so we can all have this. I want this show. I'm trying to work on it being live, so we don't have to have it live. Very nice.
Cool, cool, cool. I got some ladies in mind. Definitely, there's a lot of queens out there doing good things in the world, and we need to give them a lot of support. So I definitely some people in mind to call in.
Should have their headshots ready. So we can add them to the flyer. We'll have a headliner flyer, and we'll have the guest flyers.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's get that together.
Yes, I got.
And we're gonna push that for October, right? October.
Yeah. October. That's right. October on a Friday, right? October 2nd, I think. So we'll figure it out, and I'll be in touch with you. Thank you for calling. Most definitely. Y'all have a great weekend and stay safe. Shout out to the Temple Dynasty. All right, I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support.
Love you too. Much love.
Salute, fam.
Gonna take one more caller. Thank you guys for being on the line, listening to the show. This is Fly Friday. I got word we have our guest speaker, OMF Posse, on the air. So I'm going to take one more call, and you guys stay tuned into the show.
318-614.
Whoa, what the business is, man? It's the homie Jay Blood. What's good with it?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. Shout out to Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying? You know how we're going to do it. We're going to do it thuggish and messy.
All the time. Fly Friday, you know what it is. You say you're calling from where?
Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, you all the way in Louisiana. All right. And what's your name?
My name, Wildlife J Blood, you know what I'm saying? You check my bio, you know what I'm saying? I did songs with Tupac, Lil Wayne, you heard me? Black Menace, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the game, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need some features, man. Holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying? It's up to
you. Oh, I definitely will.
You can check out Google, you know what I'm saying? Wildlife J Blood, you know?
Wildlife J Blood.
WILD. LYFE, and then space, J-BLOOD.
Okay. I'm going to definitely hit you up because you said you did songs with one of the legends, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of Tupac. So anybody that says they've been in the same, you know, studio or worked anywhere with him, I'm down for an interview. I did meet Danny Boy, so, you know, I went to his book touring and stuff like that. I would love to do an interview with you.
The name of the song is called I Ain't the One, featuring BC, well, featuring me, you know what I'm saying? It was me and my brother BC song, and all Pac did was get on there, you know what I'm saying, did like a little an intro drop. His mama sent it to us, you know what I'm saying, when I was under Full Blooded Entertainment. And, you know, he said, man, rock that, man. He told me, he said, man, I'm going to be gone from here, but I need you to rock that. He already told me before his time was up.
Get text from you so we can listen to that track if you don't mind sending that track to me.
All right. I'm gonna get to the track and I'm gonna send it over to Eddie or whatever, and y'all gonna have a track. No doubt about that.
That sounds real good, brother. Thank you so much. Let's get that interview together. If you want to, real quick, because since I'm on the air right now, I ain't going to remember everybody's names. If you want to, hit me up at my Gmail at princessofnewhood, and that's at gmail.com, and that way you can get this interview together.
Okay. Have Eddie text it to me.
Okay, definitely. I appreciate you calling in.
Can I kick out a few shout outs or whatever?
Heck yeah, go ahead.
What's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Wild Lake Jake Blood, rocking with Blackout Radio Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Self Made COVID, Seven Like Jones Boy. You know what I'm saying? My wife, Precious, you heard me. You know what it is, man. We go grind like that. Wild Lake Gang Music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Outlaws, you heard me? I was with y'all, you know what I'm saying, until y'all let me go. You know what I'm saying? It's up there. You know what I'm saying? Check out that whistling track on SoundCloud everywhere. It's up there featuring the Outlaws, man. I ain't the one featuring yo boy, yo dog, Big Pop, Tupac. You heard me? Go check that out on Reverb Nation. You heard me? It's up there.
Couldn't have been said better. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Shouting out all the love coming from Louisiana. That's good, brother. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you call in every Friday on Fly Friday Show. And make sure you get that song to us so we can start playing that song on Fly Friday. And we may need you to do a drop.
Okay, I'm going to do y'all a drop in a minute. I just text Eddie. I need the drop script, you know
Thank
what I'm saying,
you.
The name of the show. What, to know the name of the Friday show is, and I got y'all. I'm going to be done in a second.
Amen. God is good. Thank you for calling in. Stay tuned. I got a special guest. Stay tuned, okay?
All right.
All right, well, I appreciate everybody for calling in on the show. Let's introduce our special guest. We have OMF Posse on the Blackout Radio, Princess of New Hood Show. This is Fly Friday. What's good with you, Uncle Posse?
What's up, my sister? My sister in hip-hop.
Man, what's going on?
Blackout Radio. Man, I'm honored. Do you hear what I said? I'm honored to have you. Have me on this show to promote my vision and everything. And I'm so blessed for Blackout Radio. I'll give a shout out to Eddie Powell. Without him, you know what I'm saying? I can't repay him enough. And Jules, you know what I'm saying?
We can go on.
You know what I'm saying? Without somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We always got to give our shouts out and our roses to our people that helped us spread the word.
Of course.
You know, help us get where we're going. So.
Of course. Let our callers know who you are. Then we're going and what it is that you do and who you representing today. And then we're going to get to the song, and then we're going to get to the question.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a little background. I'm OMF. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, in the Flatbush section and the Crown Heights sections of Brooklyn in 1960. So I know the evolution of hip-hop. I know about Martin Luther King's dream. I know about not being able to go into a restaurant, you know, going to the same schools. You understand? I understand about racism and discrimination. So that's what hip-hop is. When you talk about hip-hop, you talk about the Fatback Band. It was the first people to put rap, to have a rap song out. We forget about them. We forget about Sequence. shout out to Cheryl the Pearl. You know what I'm saying? A sequence. Angie Stone. Everybody don't know that Angie Stone was Angie B. A sequence. And Blondie. The first female rap group. The GOAT. When you talk about the GOAT, they from South Carolina. Okay? They the GOAT. Damn me. When you talk about the GOAT, that's who the GOAT is.
Right, right.
Melly Mel is the GOAT. Grandmaster Cash is the GOAT. Cool Herc is the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Grandmaster Cash is the GOAT. Curtis Blow
right.
is the GOAT. So don't get it confused, because them people that they call themselves the GOAT, I ain't going to mention no name. They wasn't even, they was little children when this shit started, 1973. Do the math. Martin said, have a dream.
Right, right, right. Right.
Okay.
Really?
Do the math. They was 5 years old when hip hop started. We have the anniversary of hip hop, 1973. Do the math again. So when these people talking about the GOAT, let's do the math. Okay. So I grew up in there. So I went to the shows. Like I said, I went to the house parties because I was like I said, I grew up in 1960. So when hip hop started, I was 13 years old. So I went to the house parties, because that's where it started out. Cool Herc started out in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then
exactly.
they took it out to the parks,
mm-hmm.
where they hooked it up to the light poles. Then they had block parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to the clubs, and now it's a $1 million business. Y'all don't know nothing about hip-hop. If you wasn't there in the 60s, and you wasn't there because hip-hop started with the Civil Rights Movement, again, have something to say. Rap skills, rap flow, rap talent is how you got into hip-hop. Not on your knees like a dog, like we see on, crawling on your knees like a dog and all in the closet and doing all this other stuff y'all doing. Y'all doing hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Hip-hop was about some words. We beefing over some words. We killing each other over some words. You whack. That's how you, now, when you say you whack, that's how it started. Kumo D versus Busy B. The GOAT. Queens wasn't running nothing. Let's get that straight.
Mm.
The best rappers come from Brooklyn.
I'm trying to
Bronx,
tell you.
And Philly. Ask somebody.
I'm trying to tell you.
He was a little kid again when hip hop started. So how you the GOAT? You ain't go to nothing. He was on a banana boat, came over here on a banana boat that didn't float.
Mm.
Oh,
well,
I
ain't nobody
going to
tell him. You make sure
that up. I didn't write that down. I made that up. Because the original art form.
She said I made that up.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's the original art form. I'm the original B-boy. See, we got it twisted. They line again. Hip-hop, you freestyle is off the top of your head, not written. Yeah, you could outwrite me. You could get on the show and battle me with your written words, but you can't beat me with the words I know. Because like I said, I come from the school of MCing, not rapping. See, you had to be an MC before you became a rapper. Put that in the documentary. The DJ was the foundation of hip-hop. Without the DJ, the MC, the MC came late to the party. It was the DJ, the breakdancing, and the graffiti that started hip-hop. The battle of the DJ started hip-hop. The battle
of
the breakdancing started hip-hop. I went to the shows. Grandmaster Flash is the best DJ ever.
Best.
I don't care what nobody say.
Best.
Y'all biting. The first rule of hip-hop is biting. Y'all biting. I started this Taking Back Hip-Hop. I think 3 years ago, everybody was hating on me. Everybody said I was a hater. Now look what you're doing. You're biting. The first rule of hip hop, come with something original. Don't start talking about the civil rights movement now and let's go do this and let's do this and let's do that. I said that 3 years ago when Trayvon Martin got shot. Ain't nobody was feeling
right.
me. Now George Floyd got killed. Now everybody feeling me. Everybody making records. You're biting. You want to test your rap skills? Holler at me. I got a little show every Wednesday on Blackout Radio.
Amen.
OG, original OG from Brooklyn, New York. Test your skills if you can. You ain't nobody been able, nobody has been to have the balls to come on there and test my skills yet. Because I speak the truth.
You have
to. I'm telling you what they're saying is a lie. I'm a B-boy. I went to the shows. I went to the first shows. I was there. You had to be there to know. There was no cell phones, no Twitter, no Instagram. You had to be in it to know. How you think I know what's going on? How you think I know about hip-hop? So if you ain't been there and you ain't went to the shows, you can't make no damn documentary about nothing about hip-hop. You can't tell me nothing about hip-hop. If you ain't from Brooklyn, if you ain't from New York, that's another thing. If you ain't from New York, you can't tell nobody about hip-hop.
Real hip-hop.
I'm real hip-hop. I'm hip-hop. These crack babies got their test tampons when a real MC is speaking. I made that up. I didn't write that down. You're bent over.
Right.
Getting that cash for that, giving up that ass for the cash. All in the closet.
The wrong way.
Bent over.
Well, you basically answered my question. What do you feel about hip hop? So, you basically answered that question.
It's embarrassment. It's embarrassment. If you ain't got rap skills, rap flow, and rap talent, get out of hip hop. That's where I'm going with it. I don't want your money. I don't want your hoes. I don't want your cars. I don't want your jewels. I don't want you out of hip hop. You're an embarrassment to hip-hop. That's not what hip-hop is. Anybody that's promoting that garbage is not hip-hop. And guess what? Guess who's promoting that? The OGs. Promote, because they all they about is money. They ain't about promoting our art form. They ruined our art form. It is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have my show. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. I had a TV show. You know, I had a TV show before they canceled it. And I have a song called Talking Loud. That's about what I'm talking about. They talking loud.
Well,
that's where I got
about?
My inspiration from.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know where I got my inspiration from. They talking loud because I came up with something original. Ain't nobody had to. Nobody was talking about how hip hop is garbage. And I'm from there. Again, the people from New York City sold out hip hop. Let's start there. I'm from there. I live in San Francisco.
Exactly.
I'm telling you who sold out hip hop. New York
City. It's different.
New York
it's
City.
Different.
New York City sold out hip hop. They bent over for the cash. They represent everybody else. California, South. They don't represent our own city where we grew up. I'm here to say that. Because ain't nobody had the balls to say that.
Whole totally different. Even when I was living out there, you know, as a kid growing up, and living the different vibes and the different type of parties, and it's not the same like it is in California. That's what it's not because whole totally different background on music, whole totally different, you know, just listening to the way that, let me see, people that I grew up listening to, you know, we got Styles P, we got Jim Jones, Swiss Beat, Cameron. Then we go down there, down the hill to the Philly area. You got Cassidy. You got Jada Kiss. You know, when I go to California, we got Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry about that, because I'm trying to. Today a busy day.
It's
for
okay.
me. I got because it's my daughter's birthday weekend. So
they all those rappers you're talking about came after us. You understand? They got out their flow.
But
you see what I'm saying? They disrespectful, because they sit about there, like I said, they sit up there and talk about how they the best. No, you got that flow from us. You got the rap skills from us. You rap like us.
Exactly.
You talk like us. You understand? So, y'all need, like I said, we need to take back. That's what I'm here. I'm from New York City. I'm here to take back our rightful place. All of y'all are biters. Y'all got that stuff from New York, so bow down. That's what time it is. All them people came after. That's all them that came after, because they was Rakim before them. It was Rakim before Cassidy.
Yeah, Rakim.
They was Rakim before.
We got, KRS-One. You know,
say it again.
We got Ice-T. We got, you know, a lot of people that. I was going to get there because, you know, I was trying to split their generations, you know, from when I started really listening to music. Those were the people that I would listen to. But I will also listen to my early 70s, late 90s as well, because that's what my dad made sure he did. He made sure we knew the difference between real hip-hop. We're calling in. Let's take a caller. They might want to talk to you and ask you some questions. So can we take the first caller?
209-910.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mirichi. You already know what it is.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Give me just a second.
Okay.
We got OMF on the line.
Okay.
What's up, Mary Rich?
What's up?
Yo, that's my boy from 13-year-old from Bay Area. That's the next Bay Area sensation. Tell him who you are, Mary Rich. Tell him what you're about.
My name is Rich. I make positive music. I'm 13 years old. I'm fine. Y'all go check me out on all social media platforms, on all platforms, and Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-T-H. Y'all go check out my new mukbang video. It's dropping in a couple of minutes. Y'all go check that out. Run up some views. Run up the Black Boy Joy music video views. My new single Wife is dropping on the 18th of August this month. I'm dropping on the 18th. Yeah, y'all go run me up.
Amen, amen. Sounds good. You've been working. I've been seeing your Instagram, and you getting red. That's what I'm talking about. That's good.
Yeah.
Good work.
I'm also dropping funny videos. They're called the Stalker Chronicles.
Okay. And that's good. That's going to have us something to talk about on Black Eye Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get you an interview pretty soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, yeah, we're going to continue the show with OMF. And thank you for calling in, okay?
No problem. Thank y'all for letting me call in today.
Have a nice day.
You're
welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Let's take another caller.
757-751.
What's good? What's good? It's Jay Sinatra.
Yo, what's
hey,
up? What's up,
Jay?
What's good?
What's up?
How y'all doing? Oh, man, I'm living, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Just trying to, you know, keep myself busy, keep myself, you know, blessed and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just about to start the.
Of course.
You know, I just wanted to also
of
shout
course.
Out, you know, to Blackout Radio. Got a shout out to the Fly Radio, Princess New Hood, OMF. What up? How y'all
Amen.
Doing?
Won't
you
yes,
call
yes,
up, man?
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm just living, man, for real. And, you know, saying, I also want to promote, you know, 755, you know, on Saturday.
Of course.
You know,
course.
3 to 4 p.m., you know what I'm saying? Get to hear the 75, you know what I'm saying? You know, we talk, we, you know what I'm saying, you know, we promote, we just, you know, we vibe out, you know what I'm saying? So, and
right,
I hope
right.
y'all enjoyed the mix for today. Did y'all enjoy the mix?
Yes, I love it. We're going to play that in just a minute after we play Mr. Shaq's single. We're going to get that mix before the show ends. Okay?
But, yo, I just wanted to say what up to y'all. You know, show some love. And, yo, I just wanted to share again to Blackout Radio, Princess New Hood, OMF,
Boogie
Carter,
of course.
You know, Bill Rich, what up? She was young
yes.
king out there. So, all right, y'all have a good time. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, callers out there. Please hold on the show. I know a lot of people want to call in. If we can't get you in, feel free to call back next week. Sorry about that. Woo! Okay, so let's get into your artist song.
Okay.
Can you bring that out for us, please? Let the callers
sure,
know.
Sure, that's Mr. Yeah, that's Mr. Sack. He's from the OMF Posse. I started the OMF Posse with Pete Sinister. He couldn't be on the show today, or Mr. Sack, but I was represented. So this is the OMF Posse, Mr. Sack's
Got
Dummy Dummy.
Good.
Dummy?
Yeah,
yes.
Dummy Dummy.
Here's the dummy. D-U-M-M-Y, period. I'm donating 10 to the Marja Dummy.
Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy? Can you hear me call you a dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy? Can you hear me call you a dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy? Didn't you hear me call you a dummy?
I'm in the studio, nose kinda running. I'm with some females trying to do the dummy dummy. Nah, baby, it don't go like that. Put your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. Run the chorus back and let me double the lyrics. Let me do it a couple of times, run it back and let me hear it. In the studio, you know we ain't no
joke.
Writing rhymes, talk crazy if we get what we wrote. Take your jacket off, you gon' be sweating in here. It's a brand new dance, you gon' be doing it for years. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio. We be in it and out, we in the studio. We be in it and out, we in the studio. We be in it and out, we in the studio. We be in it and out.
Why you acting like a dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy?
All right. So I wanted to ask, is that a dance? Is there a dance to that song?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I figured it was. I know a lot of Bay Areas, they make a dance to their songs and stuff. So, you know, I would love to see, I mean, I don't know if there's a music video to it, but I'd love to see something.
Yeah, well, we get ready. I'm trying to model it after Master P. You know what I'm saying? And do all You know what I'm saying? So that's where I got my inspiration from, Master P. If you want to know who I got my inspiration from, was Master P.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? I was always a groupie. So I was never into rapping. I never felt I was good enough to rap and anything. I just played around with it back in the day. It was like 5 years ago when I started hearing this music. Like I said, we ain't gonna go into it. Then that's why I said if they could make a song, I could make a song. So that's what got me into rapping. But yeah, I started the OMF
Posse
that way.
That's what's up. And I would love to see that video, you know, so we could get people out here in Vegas doing that dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm with support. I'm with it all. So what major three artists will you collab with today? Or if you could collab with three artists, who would they be?
Out of the new school? Okay. Without the new school, I would like to do a song with either Kendrick Lamar or Chance the Rapper. I like his stuff.
Okay.
Out of the new school, right? The new school. But they're not really new school. But yeah.
I understand what you're saying. In today's rap, you will collab.
Yeah.
And those are actually good artists to collab with. You know, they must make you feel that hip hop.
You know, I love Dr. Dre. I love all of Dr. Dre. I love all of NWA. I just didn't like them promoting killing each other. That was the only thing. But they dope,
man.
I ain't got no problem with them. That's what I'm saying. It ain't no West. Like I said, it was never about people from New York mad at people from L.A. and said they couldn't rap. No, we just didn't like y'all talking about killing each other. That's what the deal was. Right?
Thank you.
So I love, Dr. Dre, all of Dr. Dre stuff. Anybody that messed with Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and N.W.A., I'm down with them. You know what I'm saying? So, Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper. I like Chance the Rapper. He bring a different, he bring fun to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? He do commercials and all of that stuff. I like him.
And he's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chi-Town. Hip hop again.
Chi-Town.
Hello.
Come on now.
Hello now.
Chi-Town.
Okay. Say it again.
Exactly.
Common down there too, right? Am I not mistaken? Common.
Yes.
Okay.
Common.
Come on, Twista.
You know,
Twista.
Right. You said some good names.
Yeah.
Hip hop. Somebody that you can still listen to today is a legend.
Yep.
I'm with you. I don't think that I will be playing. I'm sorry, most people may hate me for this. I don't think I'm going to be playing an NBA YoungBoy track 10 years from today. I don't think I'm going to. I'm not speaking for everybody else. I don't think that would be my preference. But 10 years from today, I will still go and play a Tupac, a Biggie. I'll even take it back and play Gap Band. You know what I'm saying? I'll take it way back. I'll play some oldies. I will not play NBA YoungBoy 10 years from today. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I wouldn't play Nicki Minaj or Cardi B music.
The one you said, but the first one, that's my nigga. Okay?
But I don't like what they represent. I don't like what they represent though. That's not hip hop. Yeah.
I like the old Nicki came out hardcore freestyling Nicki with Styles P and with Cameron, because that's who I was with when she was first coming out. Because when I went to Queens and I was at the block parties, I didn't see her with her ass out, breast out.
Nope.
I seen her tomboyish, and she was freestyling. And that's my Nicki right there. Let's leave them with some good advice. And we're going to get to that drop. We're cutting time out with the interview. I really appreciate your time. Sorry about the noise in the background, but the marathon must continue. RIP to my nigga Nip. You know, we got to keep this marathon going for my nigga Nip always, every day. Fly Friday, Blackout Radio. It's your girl, Princess of New Hood. I am a posse, Mr. Shaq, dummy. Watch out for the video coming soon. New dance on the way. Leave them with a word of advice, Uncle Posse, and let's get this show rolling.
Yep.
Y'all still alive?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I got my boy P. Sinister, too. He's the CEO of P. Sinister Music Group and Magazine. He got a magazine, so anybody that wants to be put in featured in his magazine, holler at P. Sinister or Straight Up Magazine 1 on gmail.com or P. Sinister 1 at gmail.com. And he's a dope producer. He does beats. So he does all our beats. He's the co-founder of OMF Posse, and he's producing and writing and rapping on my mixtape that's getting ready to come out, Taking Back Hip Hop. And he co-wrote and produced and rapped on my new CD that's coming out later this year called What Happened to Hip Hop. And he got a song called out that everybody's loving, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So that's another artist on that. So it's three of us. OMF Posse consists of Mr. Sack, P. Sinister, and OMF.
Okay, we're about to get in the West 42 track.
Okay. I do the wet, the wet.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears. 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 Cause it's in me, I know you wanna be like me. Blood, sweat, and tears all day. Gotta hustle all day. So I'ma tell you what to do. And if you wanna blow and you really want the truth, you know I got those. Yeah, you know I got those. Blood, sweat, and tears.
So you shouldn't be scared. Keep your head to the sky, and I'ma tell you why. God is great, like the dreads up in your head. I'm giant like a Nephilim, spiritual like Elohim. You fall asleep and I'll be all up in your dreams. It's hard for me to sing in a strange land, but how can you survive when they killing off the black man? Remember when they brought us here in spaceships? Slave ships. We ain't gonna never forget. The world is insane, the president say change. And just like the rebel, can you feel my pain? If your mouth wasn't running, you didn't see it coming. Blood, sweat, and tears, hold up, here come my woman.
everything.
Blood, sweat, and tears. 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 Blood, sweat, and tears.
We've been down this road so long, it ain't no coming back. So we think about our future, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm in the know, and in the know, and every day I thank the Lord for blessing me and showing me all the things I need to see. I got you caught up in something, sure to keep your eyes jumping. True life player, break you off a little something, something. All you see, see the sound too much alive. Kiss a girl's mind, snap the ball and say hi. Then you come home and find out that your girl ain't right. They won't be wedding justice, cause it's all about us. When it comes to a broad or a jeep, which one you think I trust? This one you think I trust? This one you think I trust?
Blood, sweat, and tears. 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 Blood, sweat, and tears.
Okay, OMF, we back live. You ready to take some callers?
Sure.
All right. We got 443-527 live.
Hey, it's your girl, Roll Your Crush, Keisha.
Hey, bro, Crush, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
I'm so blessed.
Doing all right. Our friends just dropped out, so carrying on the rest of the show. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on?
All righty. Well, I've been hearing bits and pieces of the show. You know, we got our show coming up next week, and we're going to be talking about a little about the double standard when it comes to the music industry right now, and, you know, some of the backlash with Cardi B and her video, which I think is so ridiculous. But, you know, that's going to be our show for next Thursday. So if anyone would like to know where they can send in their music or how they can schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or EMT Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG as well.
Okay. You got anything else
about there? No, well, my co-host has something to say as well. Hold on.
Like I told her yesterday, I'm taking over the Royal Crush Takeover Radio show. This is the other half of Royal Crush Takeover Radio show. This is Mr. Run, tell that. What's going on?
What's up, LaVar? What's going on?
Not much. Not so much to yourself. Shout out to you, OMF. Shout out to Princess and New Hit. Shout out to Butchie. Shout out to Black Chair. Shout out Andrews and everybody else. Call it 810. And I'm out. I got to get ready for this showcase tonight. Rage Fest. Torchop Baltimore City tonight. South Malibu Lounge. 727. Mallory Street, Essex, Maryland. Next stop after that, 2 weeks from now, we'll be in Virginia Beach. And then after that, we'll be in Montgomery, Alabama. So Rage Fest, anybody like to get on that, let me know. Mr. Ron Teller on IG. And also, you can reach out to Royal Crush Keisha also on IG. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You got anything else you want to talk to?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to throw out there? That's it.
No, well, that is it for right now. But you guys have a great day, and I'm going to keep listening to the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We take care.
You are so welcome. Yep, you too. Thank you. And be safe out there.
We're going to take two more callers, and we're going to wrap it up. We got 954-200.
Hello?
Yes, you're live. Hello. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Angel, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
And I'm just promoting my custom rolling trays, cannabis trays, custom mugs, and wine glasses. And my page is Tampa Diva Treats, where they can go to view everything and the images and the updates.
Okay. And you got any specials going on, or you just your price?
Well, for the Afrocentric mugs and the custom mugs, those are like rhinestones and stuff on them, so they're like 3D. Those are $30 right now. And for the rolling trays, I'm just starting those. So the special is going to be $25 for the set.
Okay. And if somebody's interested, where they find your work?
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
Someone's interested, where you find your work?
Oh, at Tampa Diva Treats on Facebook.
All right. Well, you got anything else?
No, I was doing custom chocolate-covered strawberries, and I'm trying to get away from the food now and trying to merge into other avenues because I don't want to be bothered with food anymore right now. These sell faster, so I'm trying to go where the money is right now. I can be a full-time entrepreneur and not have to work for anybody.
Well, man, every Friday, same time to promote what you have going on.
I couldn't hear you. Your phone was breaking up. I couldn't hear what you said in the beginning. I'm sorry. I think we have a bad connection.
Next Friday, same time Fridays, feel free to call in and promote yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right. All right, y'all. We're going to take one more caller, 810-835. You're live.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Carlito, 810 from Flint, Michigan. How y'all doing
What's
today?
What's up, Carlito? What's going on, my brother?
What's up, OMF? Chilling, man. You know, trying to maintain. Keep it hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what you think about what I said and everything?
I missed the beginning of the show because I had to charge my phone up. But what did you say early?
No, I was just telling them giving them the real background of how hip hop started. You know what I'm saying? And who was the main people that put together our art form and what it sound like today and how it is today. That's basically what I said.
Oh, so I know you told about DJ Herc then, huh?
I talked about all the GOATs.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I talked about Grandmaster, the GOATs in hip hop. The real
Grandmaster
GOATs.
Grandmaster Cass, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, people don't understand, you know, the foundation, you know, like I keep, you know, it's four, like I tell everybody, it's four pillars of hip hop. There's the B-boy, there's the DJ, there's the MC, then there's the graffiti artist. Those are the four pillars of hip hop. And, you know, that's how, you know, it started and that's how it still should be. I mean, cause I did all four. You know what I'm saying? I'm a great MC. I'm a DJ. I could tag a little bit. Well, but b-boying, I was dope at that. I still can b-boy. You know what I'm saying? I still can do that. So, you know, that man, you got to educate them, man. That's one thing I love about you. You're always educating the people about true hip-hop, the culture. You know, and that's, you know, because it's up to us to keep it alive. You know, we're in the trenches right now, definitely when it comes to hip-hop, because, you know, it's losing what it's supposed to be for. You know what I mean? So, like, it's up to us, you know, the people that still, you know, practice it every day. You know, hip-hop is just not rapping or whatever. It's a way of life. You know what I'm saying? It's how you walk. It's how you talk, how you dress. It's your style. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know, it's hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I can never lose that because that's what made me. I am hip-hop. So, you know, I appreciate you always enlightening the people on, you know, the true meaning of hip hop, you know, and
That's why I'm, you know, keep, I'm out here, keep trying to do, you know, keep trying to push the message forward, you know, with skills and metaphors and freestyling and all that. You know, I still do all that. So, you know, and that's how we keep the culture burgeoning, keeping it, keep the fire alive. We got to, you know, those that still do have to make sure everybody know, you know, why they do it and how they came about, how they came across it, and what made them want to be that, you know, because it's like, you know, that's a, to me, that's like, you know, everybody go, you know, you get golf, country clubs or whatever, you know, that's like, to me, that's like, you know, that's our country club, you know, our hood country club is hip hop, because there's no feeling like hip hop. There's no feeling, you know, in this world like hip hop. So, you know, that being said, you know, you can catch me, Carlito 810, Facebook, Carlos Carlito Johnson, Facebook artist page, Carlito 810, Carlito 810 Instagram, Carlito 810 TikTok, Carlito 810 YouTube. You can got an album out called Def OJ on Spotify. That's Coquito just hit 100,000. We're close to it. I think it's 99. About to hit 100. And the album just hit like 175, I believe. I got another album called Born Identity on everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, all that. Just look up Carlito 810 or Def OJ. A new album coming. We doing the final mixing and mastering on Born Ultimatum, finally. But it's going to be a tight project. It's going to be worth the wait. I could have put it out earlier, but it wouldn't have been right. So it's getting done the right way. So, you know, so just check me out. Carlito 810, man. Shout out to Royal Quest Keisha. Shout out to LeVar. Shout out to Andrew. Shout out Black Tear. Shout out Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, OMS. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it going. You know what I mean?
That's what I want us to do. Keep the movement going. You know, without us, you know, there's no foundation without us. You know what I'm
saying?
That's right. Just give us some reasons why we're here. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, and then think about it. Ain't nobody call up and talked about what I talked about. You know what I'm saying? Because people still not feeling what I'm talking about. They feeling Cardi B in that garbage she had on the video. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Nobody's speaking on it. And the OGs ain't speaking on either, because the OGs hating on me too. I ain't going to go there.
Right.
But I'm.
Yeah, but you know what? Keep doing. You know what? They always going to hate greatness.
I'm going to keep doing.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
Keep hip-hop alive.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Got to, because, you know, ain't nobody looking for it.
Right. The original album going to last. Going to always
We used to study other artists, you know what I'm saying, just because, so you can figure out, like, hey, well, you know, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, Rakim, Run DMC, LL Cool J, Cool Mo D, you know, the list goes on. Marley Marl, you know what I mean, DJ Primo, you feel me, like, you know, I got to meet a lot of those cats too. So, like, you know, that was like, and then I'm never.
The GOAT. Tell them. The
yeah.
GOAT. You just named
the GOAT.
The GOAT.
For real.
Hey, man. We talked about it some more.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know,
for sure. I called
you. We do
for
some
sure.
freestyle on my show on Wednesday. Talk about
all right, Ben. I'm calling you on Wednesday.
All right, peace. Love you, man.
All right, love you too, man. One love.
One love. Yo, this is OMF. You know, thank you, Chris is a new hood. Shout out to Eddie Powell, Cheryl LaPelle of Sequence. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Jules, the whole hip hop. Universal Hip Hop Museum, you know, to Jay Blood, Trill Will, you know, I'm talking about. This is OMF. Talk to y'all on Wednesday. We out.